brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, the 21st day of May, 2009. Jesse Ventura scheduled the last 30 minutes of the show today. Daryl Rhonda's coming up in T-minus 30 minutes in the studio. Talk about viral marketing, You Do News, a bunch of other sites and operations he's starting. Successful marketer and businessman who's created a company generating over $1 billion. So we'll be talking to him coming up in studio. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in the next segment. Right now, let's go back to your phone calls. Let's talk to Fred in Philly. You're on the air, Fred.
Alex, I want to say I think you did the right thing in supporting Janet. I think that the news report that you aired is contradictory on their part. They're implying that you know, you did something wrong. The fact is that if there's an 8-year-old in a situation where she's alone, she's going to do what is demanded of her. So it really is coercion. And I think that if you didn't do the support of Janet and her daughter, then they really would have gone farther, because that's their pattern.
No, they were coming to arrest her. They were coming to trump stuff up. They had the cops with her. We know what they do. Mm-hmm. And I just can't stand here. You know, I have a really good lawyer here in town. He's a family friend. That's really the only kind of lawyer you can trust these days. And he recommended in their law firm that one of the, and then later I learned he's one of the top family lawyers in Austin, and he hates the CPS. So he's taking the case with no retainer and half price for me. But it's still going to cost thousands because he's got to do a lot of stuff. You know, they're still trying to take her daughter. Just now, we've at least let them know she's not one of these poor folks they can corner and just waylay in the dark of night, as they do the ignorant public that doesn't have money and that doesn't have the knowledge to defend themselves. But it's a very bittersweet victory, because I know there are millions of children every year whose lives they ruin, who I can't help. And it really, you know, burns me. I mean, you know, people can call it old-fashioned or call me weak because I care about all children, even children I don't know. But I have that instinct that I want to take on people that go after kids and that tear up families. And again, they're doing it for the good of the children. No. No one abuses children more than government. That's their own facts. And it's filled with pedophiles and scum. And I declare war on the scum. And we just have to start hating these people. I have a deep, abiding, it's so deep I can't even describe it. The only thing deeper is my love of good people. But I have a hatred so deep that it just gives me incredible power. I mean, I'll tell you that right now. And I want everybody else to get that hatred of evil. I mean, people need to get serious. It's more than hatred. I am completely set against them. My entire being is bent against them. And I will bring them to justice, because we will resurrect the spirit of liberty. We will crush the New World Order with God's help.
Alex, we're all in it together, because you're talking about a citizen. Her daughter is a citizen. And we have all the same rights that are guaranteed by the Constitution. So, I mean, you did the right thing. Now, I want to talk about something else with the Second Amendment, and that is there's a serviceman in Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Did you cover the issue of his base requiring him to turn over his gun information?
Yes, we got sent by him. I guess he was concerned that we hadn't talked about it yet. And we learned it was a month-old news, and it had actually been in the news, and that we've confirmed it's going on at some other bases. The media is trying to say it's just that base and the commander was wrong. But no, our whole breaking news here is this is not just that base. That's the breaking issue, is that they're making them register their guns off base at many bases. And the Marines are doing it too, we've confirmed. So it's just outrageous.
Huge. That's the first time in history that they've gone in that direction. And I had called up Derry Brownfield when I heard about it, and I suggested that anyone who's affected by this should try to get a federal court injunction against it. And you know, it also would apply to somebody living off a base, maybe even living
in another... No, it's outrageous. State. They're coming after the guns. They got bills introduced to ban them.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, IonicZone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual-lamp induct air sanitizers from $279. IonicZone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Reen Cases, Asciox-T, naturopath-recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what IonicZone has to offer. IonicZone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to IonicZone.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascist.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live and we are simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. We have an hour and 52 minutes left in the show today. And I'm about to go right back to your phone calls. We have Jesse Ventura joining us coming up later in the next hour, and we have Daryl Rundis in studio coming up in about 25 minutes. As promised, let's continue with your calls. Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thank you, Alex. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you.
Thank you, Alex. Alex, this past Monday I was listening to a live broadcast of Rick Wiles' show, and he interviewed Congressman Steve King of the 5th District of Iowa. And Congressman King sits on the Judiciary Committee, and he's been in Congress for about 7 years. He said that I believe this meeting was on that same Monday of the show, about 3 days ago. He said that in committee, Congressman Al C. Hastings, relative to the ongoing hate crimes legislation which is moving through Congress, that Congressman Hastings named off 30 different felias as he termed them, such as pedophilia and various necrophilia, perhaps. I don't know. But 30 philias altogether, which he proposed and directed would be covered in the and protected in this upcoming hate crimes bill, which is moving very quickly here.
Oh, no, that's big news. That's confirmed. Reverend Ted Pike and others have pointed out the subsections. NAMBLA is involved. It actually protects pedophiles.
Yes.
And so they want to come after you with hate crimes laws for pedophilia. Because that's who runs things, is the pedophile guilds. I mean, that's the dominant subgroup out there. It goes across racial and religious lines, but yes, that's what we're talking about. And then also, more important than even that is, see, everybody's focused on the hate crimes bill, which is fine, but that's nothing. Because that says, if you commit a crime, then we're going to charge you and prosecute you and give you two or three times more time in prison if you do it to the protected pedophiles or this or that group. The Cyberbullying Act is a million times worse, and nobody's talking about this in the liberty movement, and I don't understand it. It's even in Reuters, and Hannah Montana's on TV pushing it, you know, as her character to the kids, that if you, quote, bully someone, criticize someone online, say something that hurts someone's feelings, and that's what they do in Europe. They say, well, this could incite violence. This could hurt someone's feelings. You get arrested. A federal felony. In fact, guys, Google it for folks on screen. Hannah Montana, or use her real name. Her stage name also pulls it up. Pushes for Cyberbullying Act. And then read the Cyberbullying Act. This is the big enchilada. This just says no free speech, period.
If you wanted to, I'm sure that Representative King would come on the show because he offered an amendment in committee that same day, this past Monday, I believe, which would have excluded pedophiles in particular from having protections under this coming legislation. What happens, Alex, to the bills, to the state laws which prohibit this? I don't know if there are any federal laws which prohibit child molestation and child abuse sexually, but all 50 states must have strict laws against this. Is this upcoming hate crimes legislation in Congress once it may be approved, is it going to supersede and negate the legality of all of the state laws?
Well, that's what the feds are doing. And look, I didn't ever imagine this. I never had an inkling that devil worshippers, pedophiles, sickos ran the New World Order. But when you actually study this, you find out that's who they are. And so, of course, they're trying to legalize in England sex with children as young as 10. And they want to arrest you if you criticize them. See, this is what they do. They arrest you if you criticize them. They come after your free speech. And that's why, you know, whether somebody is a black extremist or a Hispanic extremist or a white, you know, racist or whatever, I don't agree with their views, but I'll fight to the death for their views. But see, they sell the general public in Europe and the U.S. and Canada and Australia and New Zealand where they're passing all this. Oh, you're not for Nazis that want to kill Jews, are you? You're not for Nazis saying that the Holocaust didn't happen. Well, whether you disagree with that idea or not, and whether it's despicable or not, which obviously, you know, Hitler killed a bunch of Jews and it's you know, there's an attempt to say he didn't do any of that, which is ridiculous. But you have to fight to the death for people's rights to say that, because then the precedent's set for everything else. And we're going to put on screen right now. There's the Kurt Nemo. Corporate media exploits teen idol to push cyberbullying bill. Put that Infowars.com story up on screen again. Then click on the top of the second paragraph where it says Reuters. Because folks will see Infowars watching this on YouTube and Blip TV and say, oh, that's not real. Well, you click on Reuters, and then you can read the article where they say, oh, isn't it great? She's pushing to do this. This is going to be so wonderful. And then you go read the bill itself, and it actually says that if you criticize somebody, and they say it hurts their feelings, and they sign an affidavit, you go to prison. So this is just outrageous. Thank you so much for the call. Let's talk, and there it is. Miley Cyrus blasts cyber bullies. That's the real name of the teen idol. Miley Cyrus has a message for internet critics calling her fat. See, they write it like it's her personally. Cyberbullying can seriously scar people, leading them to hurt themselves. And so they go on to say, anything that hurts someone's feelings will be a federal felony. You can read, this is actually happening. They actually have bills introduced where if you're on the no-fly list, it's over a million people and it's being expanded to everything, no Second Amendment. See, this is all happening. No judge, no jury, indefinite detention for citizens, and you think it's for Al-Qaeda. And Obama's saying, I'm going to follow the Bill of Rights, indefinite detention. That's not following the Bill of Rights. That's a trick he's playing. Let's go ahead and talk to Dan in Vegas. Dan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. First off, I want to say, you know, I love your show and stuff. And, you know, I know there's been a lot of problems with YouTube lately. And somebody on the Prison Planet forums, another InfoWarrior, he bought the domain InfoWarsTV.com. And he's running it the same as YouTube. He's, you know, he's having videos on there and stuff. So people should.
But I believe that's just YouTube videos they post on there, though.
Well, it's all the videos, you know, like, it's not just InfoWars videos, like, it's not just, you know, your videos and stuff, but it's, you know, all sorts of videos useful for the InfoWar.
But you're not listening to what I'm saying. I believe that, last time I checked that, it's posting YouTube videos.
Well, no, he actually has the videos stored on the server.
Well, that's like good. That's good. The problem is, I wonder if we link to that, whether they can handle the traffic. I mean, can they handle in one day a video getting 20,000 downloads?
Well, I'm pretty sure they can because, you know, sorry.
Well, send me a link. Send me a link, and I'll check it out. Okay.
All right.
What's the name of it again?
InfoWarsTV.com. He has a pretty high bandwidth limit and stuff. He put a lot of money into it, so it should be able to handle all the traffic.
Maybe we should talk to him. Yeah, that's very exciting. Okay, thank you so much. Anything else?
And aside from that, just the whole cyberbullying act, like I came across that before, you know, when it first came around, you know, and, you know, on all the internet forums and stuff. And it's just absolutely insane how anybody can possibly just turn away from that. Like they're seriously trying to put people in prison for 2 years because you hurt somebody's feelings. Like,
or, and that's each count and hundreds of thousands in fines. I appreciate your call. Yeah. For about 2 weeks since we learned of this and then it was racing through Congress. I mean, it's got White House support and you know, media icon support. The media is pushing this. I mean, I watched TV like 30 minutes yesterday. I said this earlier in the show and saw the news pushing the Cyberbullying Act and Hannah Montana. I know that's not her real name, but she's pushing it as the character. This is a PR stunt. And she's pushing it as Miss Cyrus, the real person. And people keep emailing me going, why aren't you talking about the hate crime, Ms. Bell? I am. We linked to it months ago. We've covered it. I covered it last week. That is nothing. I don't know how to explain this to people. That's bad enough. It says if you mug a heterosexual, then you get a year in jail, you know, basically. But if you mug a homosexual, you can get 20 years in jail. It's basically boiling it down. I'm like, well, how about you get 20 years if you mug either person? You know, let's have equal rights under the law, not special rights. And then also what's going to happen is government is going to selectively enforce this right here. They're going to selectively enforce the hate crimes bill on whoever they want. I mean, it's already hard to get the cops out when you get mugged now, because they're too busy out writing tickets and you know, collecting data and kidnapping kids under orders. I mean, they're too busy milking the cows, us the slaves. So that's going on and that's happening. But can I please get people concerned about the Cyberbullying Act? Because, I mean, I go around all the other Patriot sites and, I mean, I don't see people talking about it. I'm like, where is the disconnect to this? Where, I mean, we're writing articles every 2 or 3 days about this for 2 weeks straight, and and it's strange. I'll do some little story or issue, and it goes mega viral, and everybody talks about it and links to it and covers it. And then we'll be pointing out major stuff, bills, Reuters, you know, MTV pushing it, and people just don't pick up on it. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. This bill is racing through Congress. So is the no fly, no buy guns list, where they'll also come out and take your guns. No judge, no jury. They just put you on a magic list. No way to get off of it. No way to tell you why you got on it. Just the end of the entire Bill of Rights. End of habeas corpus. End of everything. And that's not even a big deal. I think we know what's a big deal and what's not. So if you want us to, we'll come cover the hate crime bill and repeat the bill number over and over again. And it's bad, but it's nothing compared to this. I mean, know, it's like a BB gun compared to a 357 Magnum. Hold it right back.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Call list here. Who is up next? All right, Stewart and Mass, you are on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, buddy.
Can you? I had a few things to say, then I was just going to get off the air. The first thing that I wanted to say is using the information on this show I was able to pretty much take over a radio show. At first, everyone laughed at me, but I was able to take over a show to the point where the host started having local organic food farmers on and started talking about, you know, mercury in the vaccines and all that stuff. And so thanks to you for that. I was able
Let
to...
Let me just say, you see, the people...
The new world order.
Exactly. The people are only hearing from me what they've always known in their gut and already had all the pieces to in their mind. They just hadn't put them all together yet, or they had already put it together but hadn't found a focal point. And that's what's happening is people know the truth in their gut when they hear it. And this information is explosive right now, and it's going to continue to be explosive, and it's going to intensify. And the people's hunger for it's going to intensify. That's why they've got counterfeits like Glenn Beck. But those counterfeits are only going to blow up in the establishment's face and get people to want to then find the real thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's kind of like when you get into a new hobby, at first you buy the junkie model of something, or you think you know about it, and you find out you got screwed, or you know you didn't fully understand it, and then you find out there's a lot better thing, and then, oh, there's even more to know. And then somebody claims they've got something even better, and you find out, no, that wasn't real. This was the real McCoy. It's like wine tasting. People are, or cigars, or things people like. People are developing a taste for liberty and freedom and true information. And they are getting more discerning and more informed. It's a process. We all go through it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got people riled up to the point there was like 80-year-old women calling up saying we needed to march on Washington. But then I had to go to the point you said where, no, we can't march on Washington. They, you know, and I laid out their whole plan for that with neutron bombs or whatever.
Well, but, well, the Pentagon and the British Ministry of Defense have said, and we've shown the documents, they're public, London Guardians reported on it, that they said if people tried to march on Western capitals, that the neutron bomb arsenal is for us. Or if Congress rebelled or Parliament rebelled and got up and had a press conference and said there's a shadow government, we're arresting them, you would the neutron bombs are basically already planted in each city, probably right under Parliament, and they just go, and, oh, terrorist hit, you know. So we have to understand, we have to take over the counties, the cities, then be aware, then have, you know, intelligence operations expose they've got the neutron weapons in place and space-based the DU SABO meteor gun technology in the encircling Black Manta space planes. That's declassified. And I talked to the former head of Star Wars admitting that. So we have to expose globalist decapitation system for elites, the neutron bomb control grid, the financial heart plug. They can pull that and make us collapse and bleed to death. They can stage nuclear attacks, claim Al-Qaeda did it. You have to fully inoculate the public psychologically to their program and then take over the counties, the cities, the states from that perspective and just say no, no, no to all their programs, and then that will render them defenseless. That's why they're trying to shift to their robotic aircraft, robotic tanks, pre-programmed hover control drones, to carry out the globalist orders. So even if their own military says no, they can also then launch fake attacks with their robot aircraft and say humans did it. You can see the technocracy they're building. The enemy is weak now if we expose them. The deeper we get into this, the harder it's going to be to stop Skynet. And by the way, that's what they called it 40 years ago, would be Skynet with the robotic aircraft. The Air Force said that. See, when you see movies like Terminator, that's throwing it in your face. But Skynet doesn't work for the machines. It works for the eugenicist New World Order, and they plan a Terminator-type scenario for us.
Can I just say two more things real quick?
Sure, go ahead.
I called up, my spirits were down a couple weeks ago, but I'm getting them back. And it's funny you bring up CPS because it was over that. I fought CPS for 3 years. I lost our kids 3 times, got them back 3 times. But the last time my wife threw me under the bus, lied, said I did some things that I didn't. I'm facing jail time, actually. But I don't care. Anyway, also, I heard Russia is where the people from Gog and Magog moved to, as from my research. And New World Order, if I do go to jail on false charges, I don't care. When I get out of jail, I'm going to fight even harder now. I'm going to fight even harder. Good day, Alex Jones.
Well, just fight it all the way and don't plea bargain, and 80% of the time you'll be
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going all the way to trial.
Look, these people are all such criminals. Just start following the CPS workers with a night vision camera. You'll catch them buying drugs or picking up little kids they're going to rape or whatever. And then you just put that on YouTube, and they all go to jail, and you go, ha, 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 you've been defeated again. Because I'm going to tell you, most of these people are hardcore criminals. You investigate them, you're going to find the crime. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
We are back live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Daryl Rundis is in studio with us. Before we go back to him and your phone calls, we'll have calls throughout this interview with him because he can talk on any subject. Great guy. I'm like a little Jawa or something here pitching my wares. The reason we're doing this is not just to fund our operation. It is because this is how you meet like-minded people when you go to church or school or out to restaurants or out to eat or to volleyball or whatever you're doing. Socialism, defend yourself. And the message is the socialist, he's got the gun. He's taking your money. Defend yourself. Infowars.com. And on the back says Infowars.com. Very simple. Gets the message out. Here is our best seller right now. It's the takeoff on the Texas Come and Take It flag when they came to take the guns, but it's got the symbol of resistance today. The Kalashnikov, right there. Come and take it. There's a warrant for your mind. Infowars.com. And it's got the distressed look. People keep calling us who are kind of old-timers. When they get these heaters, they go, the corner of these words didn't get bleed all the way through. Your silk printing isn't working. No. It's meant to have that distressed look. That's called distress. That's the style. Here's our second bestseller. It's the old come and take it. They say you're a terrorist if you basically wear this. And on the back it says, the Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants, Thomas Jefferson and other evil terrorists who believed in freedom. And here is the shirt I was wearing yesterday. This is the InfoWars Defend Freedom on the back. On the front, live free or die, with the Minutemen busting through the U.S. seal, InfoWars.com. So very, very exciting. T-shirts that I kind of had the ideas for, but then Janae Meadows, unbelievable graphics artist, did. We just love her to death. A bunch of other T-shirts at Infowars.com or call toll-free to get those, 888-253-3139. It is weird this week going with an earpiece and not headphones. 13, 14 years with it. It's like I've lost my baby blanket or something, and I'm just getting used to this, but I'm ruining my hearing with blasting headphones. A lot of talk show hosts lose their hearing, and I'm starting to lose some, so I've been told to go to this. Plus, it looks better on TV, so forgive me if I'm a bit flustered here occasionally. There is a host of issues we're going to talk about. Daryl Rundis has owned several really big, successful companies, and Daryl also has started some very successful international Christian ministries that are very well known. And he'll tell you about some of that. And he's come out to some of the In the Fed protests with us and been spied on by the regular army. That we confirmed that. And he was down at the Tea Party down in San Antonio. My guy saw him down there. And he's here in studio with us today to talk about a host of issues, viral marketing, some sites he's starting, some things he's doing. And then he also came down here to Austin from Dallas to give me a donation, which we're not really soliciting, but it last one he gave us we did use for a bunch of prizes and contests we had. And I do want to get the space next to this to really build a proper TV studio. I thought going from 3,000 square feet to 7,000 square feet would be enough. Now it's not enough. Luckily, well, blessedly, right next to us is 7,000 more square feet. The economy's imploded. Cheapest stuff in town, $3,000 a month for 7,000 square feet. And we're signing the deal. We're getting it. But it's going to be tough for us financially. And with Daryl giving donations and things, I may not have to be up here so much pitching this, pitching that, because it's like a meter I got running with all these employees and TV and radio and almost $30,000 of IT and bandwidth a month. I mean, it's a lot. And as we get bigger and bigger, it becomes greater and greater. And Daryl found out that with Tyranny Crusher 1, they had $30,000 real bids, but the people bragged that they put in fake bids, so it got disqualified. And they sent us emails saying, you will never get the $50,000. You will fail. You will never sell that bullhorn. Well, it's Daryl's idea. They failed today. Daryl Rundis, tell folks what you decided to do.
Hey, well, I just can't believe people would rip you off like that. I mean, I'm enraged that people would take the...
They even posted it on their website with the file.
And brag about it. Does that tell you about the state of the world today? I mean, just the evil atrocities.
They even posted the eBay filing with their code and their name and how they put the $5 million bid in to screw it up.
Yeah, well, their loss is my gain. I guess what, Alex? I'm gonna pay you $50,000 for...
Unbelievable.
Crusher one, man. I can't wait to go out on the streets with you, and we'll go protest the Fed.
Now, that got attacked by MSNBC. They cut the wire, but you can have it soldered and taped.
You can't have it.
No. Hey, Daryl, thank you so much. We're going to use that to finish the new TV studio. But also, you're encouraging folks, your original idea, until I said, you said Tyranny Crusher one, you found out, would be to get people to match at the Money Bomb, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com.
Yeah, and you know, the bottom line is, look, Alex, I was here, what, about 6 months ago? You showed me this new place, and you hadn't had it done yet. And I'm honestly and genuinely amazed, and I'm impressed at what you guys have accomplished with so little. If people knew how hard you worked, it's like Michelangelo. Now, I'm not putting you in Michelangelo's league here, but when people were marveling at what he had done at the Sistine Chapel, you know what he said? He said, if people knew how hard I had to work to achieve my mastery, it would be no mystery at all. And that's the key to what you're doing. I mean, it's just hard work. In fact, I thank you for letting me come here today, because I know there's a lot of people out there who owe the fact that they woke up to the New World Order and to these evil atrocities and things that are being committed on the common man today. And the ultimate question they ask themselves when they first wake up is what? What can I do? What can I do? And hey, it could be wearing a T-shirt. It could be buying a bullhorn. I mean, it could be anything, but do something. Get up, get out, speak up, don't shut up, and never give up, or your liberties are gone. I mean, now is the time to make a change. In fact, you can make a difference. One person can make a difference. Take a look at Alex and what he's doing. He's just a man. Jason Burmes, he's just a man. I am just a man. But God takes one people, and he'll, you know, duplicate them, and he'll create magnificent, amazing, miraculous even events occur if somebody's just willing of heart. They have the commitment, the dedication, the determination, and the will to carry it out, the perseverance that it takes to get up, suit up, show up, and never give up.
Absolutely, Daryl. You're doing a lot of stuff these days. For folks that don't know who you are, tell us a little bit about yourself and some of the ministries you've started. And you're going to be launching some new alternative media things for everybody to kind of go around YouTube. You're also got a new thing you're doing, because you're always wanting to spread the gospel. And even if people aren't into the gospel, they might as well know they can win a win quite a big prize with what you're doing there, because as you said, you've sold your big business. Your attempt now is to wake folks up to the New World Order and win souls.
Well, exactly. I mean, when you boil it all down, one of my favorite, or one of your favorite analogies of mine is the who would trade their eyes for $1 million, right? And if your eyes are merely the windows for your soul.
And I always tell that wrong. Start over and tell it.
Okay, well, basically I say, hey, Alex, would you trade your eyes for $1 million?
Absolutely not.
How about $1 billion?
Never.
Quadrillion?
Never.
Not all the money in the world, right?
No.
Your eyes are valuable. They're precious to you. Well, if your eyes are merely the windows for your soul to look out, then how much more should your soul be worth to you? There's just nothing more valuable than someone's soul. And that's what we're really in a battle for. This is a struggle against good, against evil.
And I would say for $1 billion, I would give my eyes and then use the $1 million for good.
Right, right.
But most people, would you give it for self-gain? No.
No, absolutely not. You'd have to be insane. I've yet to meet a sane person who would trade their eyes for all Bill Gates' money, okay? But the bottom line is, look, this is a struggle for good and evil. Evil is done in darkness. The truth is brought into the light. Every day, you're here under the lights, out into the public.
Look at Bilderberg. Everything is in secret.
That's right, exactly, because they have things to hide. If you don't have anything to hide, you'll bring it into the light. So we want to expose people. And the cornerstone to a free society is a free and independent press. Without a free and independent press, we don't have a free society. So we're doing something that's going to give people a chance to make a difference. People ask themselves all the time. In fact, just last month, I'm in L.A. I'm having breakfast with a very well-known Christian celebrity, and I'm sharing with them some of the things I've learned and some of the things I've woke up to about the Fed. And
he just had the recent big hit movie, but we won't say his name.
Right, right. Big hit movie. I don't want to bring up his name and do any name dropping. I know a lot of different people in a lot of high places. And
anyway, so you're out there, and what happens?
So, you know, when you're a millionaire, right, and you're successful, and you've ran several successful businesses, people inevitably ask you questions about, what do you think about the bailout? What do you think about the bankers? What do you think about the economy? And so one thing leads to another. Of course, I didn't start off with, hey, 9/11's an inside job. They would have thought I was a kook, right? So you start in the natural, you swing to some of these things, these harder truths that it's hard for people to comprehend, because it is so evil. It is so atrocious. You think, well, how could our government be so wicked? How could they be so evil? So slowly but surely, I incrementally increased the amount of knowledge I'm giving this guy. And I knew he woke up because he asked the question we all ask when we first wake up. What can I do? What can I do? And I said, well, the first thing you can do is provide and protect your own family. That's your first responsibility under God.
Numero uno.
And then wake other people up. Do something. You don't care what it is. Use your celebrity. Use your television show. Whatever it is, start sowing the seed. And you know, and I know, Alex, it's not about winning them or waking them up, right? It's also just about sowing that seed. And what they do with that knowledge is up to them after that. You don't have to wake them up. It's not your job to wake them up. It's your job to speak.
It's your job to warn them.
That's it. You warn them. You wake them up. You know, and you talk to them.
Yeah, we're on the walls of the city. The enemy's pouring towards the gates, and we're saying, hey, they're here. And if folks want to be idiots and not rise up and protect themselves, that's their issue.
Right. If they want to continue to let CDC come and take their kids, if they want to continue to inject their kids with poison that's going to kill them, so be it. But it's my job. I mean, I got to thinking about this. My wife and I last night were talking about how much would you have to hate somebody not to warn them that they're inadvertently or unwittingly killing their kids by injecting them or allowing the state to inject them with poisonous vaccines.
And it's a state that's been caught doing thousands and thousands of lethal tests on children and people.
No, it's all there.
I mean, these folks do it over and over again. Well, we should trust them this time. And then the HPV shots killing all these girls.
I mean, it's just one thing after another. You report on it all day. I mean, look at this stack of info.
That's just the last few days.
That's just the last few days. So, I mean, how much would
look
you...
Look at this Irish priest beat rape children report. I've got this stuff about CPS in Ireland that's run by the Catholics, mass raping.
Guys that are...
Texas, hundreds and hundreds of the CPS are convicted criminals and pedophiles. That was in AP yesterday. I never even got to it on air while I was exposing the Child Protective Services. They're pedophiles.
When we wake up, we ask ourselves, what can we do? And there's a lot of people who call you on air all the time, say, Alex, you need to do this, and Alex, you need to do that. Man, this one man, let me tell you, world, you listen good. This one man's doing more than 1,000 of you can buy already, okay? So don't keep laying burdens back on him. And he didn't know I was going to even say these things.
But that's only some people.
But
I mean,
I know there are people out there, they say, oh, Alex, you got to do this. And Alex, you got to, and that's great. But you know what? Maybe God gave them that idea. Maybe they need to take that idea and run with it and get up and go out and go do something with it. You're doing what God's called you to do, okay? You're the watchman on the wall. You're the point on the tip of the spear that's going to be the dagger in the heart of the new world.
I don't know about that.
Okay? But we wanted to give people a platform.
That big black heart's full of acid. That might be painful to be the dagger going in there.
Well, you know, like you, dude, I'm tenacious. Okay. Yeah. And I like to make a difference. I'm not one who wants to sit on the sidelines satisfied in my own success. I want to take what God's given me, and I want to use it to be a blessing to other people and to wake other people up. And I couldn't think, as you know, I've talked to you, I've talked to Ted Anderson, I've talked to a lot of people about maybe doing a radio show.
I think you should.
Well, and that may be, but I wanted to do something bigger. I don't think small. You know me, Alex, I'm 6'4". Just call me Rundasaurus. You may be the T-Rex. You can call me Rundasaurus. But
Rundasaurus. You are a great guy. No, but I've told you, that's what everybody you said over the years has told you, because you started some media companies and other things. You need to get on the radio. And I know
this, what I'm about to tell you, what I'm about to unleash on the public right now, mm-hmm. okay, this is something that the world needs. See, once again, the cornerstone to a free and independent country is a free and independent press, but we don't have one. You know that, and I know that. Now, let me tell you, folks, if you are tired of being told the same propaganda over and over, parroted the same five or six stories a day by all the mainstream media, you're going to love this, okay? If you want to take control and you ask yourself, what can I do? You know what you can do? You can do news. Okay. The power to change the world. And I don't know if I'm on camera here, is right here in the palm of your
hand. Yeah, you are. You're on TV right now.
It's in the palm of your hand. Pick up a camera, get up, go out and start reporting things. We're going to unleash a new website, a lot like YouTube, without the clutter, without the fluff, without the craziness, a true independent journalistic website where people can upload their news stories. Okay. And that could be anything from local news to weather to sports to business. One thing I would encourage people to do is what I call TV news review. You know, go watch the Glenn Beck Show. Go watch the O'Reilly Factor. Go watch CNBC and CNN and all those. And then a week later, make commentary on these comments these liars are telling you and expose them for the liars that they really are.
Yeah, in fact, you've always had that idea, and I've had that separately, and I need to do that. That's my next calling is, and you can under fair use do this too, play little news clips, analyze it, because instead of me yelling at the TV at night or everybody else, start taking little clips. It doesn't matter if you do it perfectly. Be it, you know, you in your house with a camera going, okay, watch this clip. This is the lies.
Right.
And just all of us doing it, uploading it everywhere, but also onto the site you're going to be launching.
Right. You do news. What can you do? You can do news. You can get up, go out, start reporting these cops that are harassing people or robbing people of their civil rights. Hey, the week before Christmas, this is a classic example. We're out sharing the gospel, okay? Just passing out $1 million bills, okay? No big deal. Everybody loves them. Telling people the real reason for the season. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, two DART police cops were in West End Marketplace, tackle a guy, okay, arrest him, throw him in cuffs, beat him up, throw him in the back of the of squad car, and charge him with public intoxication. Now, this guy's a Christian. He's not drinking. He's out there.
And he's handing out gospel tracts.
That's it. But they didn't want us out there. The week after that, the real week before Christmas, they almost threw me and my daughter and a few others in jail for doing the same thing. Come to find out, I did a little research, almost a year to the day earlier, the chief of police from DART and the CEO of DART had sent out a memo to all the officers saying they have every right to be on that public sidewalk and even on the public train passing out those gospel.
I know. Why would the police break the orders of their commanders and the Constitution and do that?
Because they're lick my boots, boy. Lick my boots, man. They're all fluorided up and on steroids, man. What do you expect? Now, not all officers are bad. I pray for police officers every day. I pray God to protect them.
No, you're a really nice guy. I've seen it. But all over Dallas, the cops come up and tell you on city sidewalks.
You can't be there.
Show the camera these little flyers you give out.
Well, like these. You know, hey, by the way, I brought you a big donation. Can you break a big bill?
So I mean, these are ways that, you know, and that's your, and even if folks hate Christians out there and they got a problem, it's your right to go out and have a First Amendment.
And in fact, we got a case against the State Fair of Texas right now because they kicked us off the fairgrounds and said we couldn't be there, even though it's owned by Fair Park.
And then you couldn't be out, they said, on the sidewalk in front of it.
They even threatened to arrest us for criminal trespassing for being out there. Now, they conceded to that, but we're still in this court case, so I can't say a whole lot about it because it's coming up. But what I can say is that they asked me a question. They said, Daryl, how would you feel if a bunch of gays and lesbians were marching down with the pink police and doing that? I mean, if we let you do it, we got to let everybody know. I said, well, praise God. Isn't that what the Constitution's all about? Free speech? Look, I may not agree with your opinion, but you're entitled to it. And you have every right and every civil liberty under the Constitution of the United States.
Well, plus, under this system, they're going to be allowed to march. You're not.
Well, that's the thing. They're selective. Oh, you know, we can't profile people at the airport, but we can single out, you know, Christians or
Ron Paul can
Ron Paul people or people that believe in, or they're pro-life instead of pro.
Yeah, they're all on the list. Yeah, we're on the list. They're not.
Exactly. And so, look, we need to give people a platform to start speaking the truth to power, all right? So if they're a little guy or the big guy, you live in a little city or big city, in 60 days from today, we're going beta with our site, You Do News. And this is for serious.
Tell folks the web address.
You the letter U, D-O, news. You do news.
Man, how much you have to pay for that domain?
Got it for the normal price, you know, $9.95 a year.
No, nobody thought to get that?
Hey, man, it's a gift from God.
What's the full address?
UDoNews.com.
That is the most unbelievably good address I've ever heard.
Well, you know, the great thing about it, Alex, is not only is this going to give him a platform for people to speak the truth to power, but people are tired of the same old stories from the mainstream media. My vision is to ultimately create a platform.
But Daryl, if I alone start linking to that, you're talking thousands a day in bandwidth.
Get this. Okay, not only will I be paying for that bandwidth on our servers instead of you having to do it, you'll never have to worry about YouTube pulling your channel again, because we believe in the freedom of the speech. We believe in the freedom of the press. We want to create a cornerstone for a free and independent society, and the only way that's going to happen is if you and me and other people get up and get out and start putting people to the test, asking questions of Obama, not about his dog. Hey, how do you like your new dog, Mr. Obama? Isn't he cute? Isn't he lovely? Oh, I hear he can't swim. Why don't you ask about where all the money went on the bailout? You know, where are the trillions of dollars that they just stole from us?
By the way, Daryl, speaking of lying, Obama, I never thought it could be taken to a new level. He's taken it to a new level.
Oh, man.
Where he'll say he's ending torture, but he's expanding it. He'll say he's fighting CEO bonuses from bailout money, and he does the orders to do it. I mean,
the guy is good, man. He's the master manipulator. You can't believe a word he's saying. You know how you know he's lying? His lips are moving. I mean, you know.
Yeah, but I thought that was Bill Clinton. This guy is
just... He's the best I've ever seen. No two ways about it. And that's why we got to be on guard. That's why we got to get empowered. We got to pick up the power that's in the palm of our hand and take it to the people. Upload it at udonews.com 60 days from today.
Well done, Lord Randis. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the bailout group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the bailout group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the bailout group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The bailout group.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Okay, for the next 20 minutes, the next hour, we're going to talk to Kurt, Catalina, Jeff, David, Jake, with Daryl Rundis in studio. You can talk about all these issues. the next 5 minutes, though, we're going to finish up with something else Daryl's doing, another exciting idea of reaching out to people. And tell folks about it. In fact, you know me, I'm a silver and gold bug.
Yeah.
Let me have that. Let me see that.
Let me present it to you properly.
Well, no, I just want to show people.
You got to show people. Okay, but what it is, it's a pure 1 ounce silver bar.
Here, zoom in over here.
Has the Ten Commandments on it. Now, I don't care if you're a Christian or an atheist or what. I don't really care. But look, if we're going to get back to basics, Alex, there's nothing more fundamental, no more basic. In fact, our whole society's laws were based on what law? The Ten Commandments, okay?
We don't murder people.
Don't lie. Don't cheat. Don't kill. Don't steal, and so on. And if we would start to hold ourselves accountable to that standard, especially the Christians, then maybe we'd start to hold other people, like our people, you know, these plunderers, you know, quit coveting our property, quit coveting our resources, quit lying, quit stealing our money, quit overtaxing us, and so on.
So you've created this 1 ounce fine. Here, show it to them again.
Yeah, it's a 1 ounce silver bar. It has the Ten Commandments on it, but that's not what we're doing. I was genuinely intrigued, Alex. Believe it or not, I went out and asked thousands of different people who claim to believe in God if they could name the Ten Commandments. Now, they could name 10 sports teams, they could name 10 beers, they could name 10 celebrities, okay? But when I asked them to name the Ten Commandments, you know how many people could do it? About 5%. Okay? So I wanted to give people an awesome incentive to learn the law of life and of liberty that's already written on their hearts. So I'm giving away $20,000 to anybody who can list the law in order and do it in 20 seconds.
Can I cut this open?
Yeah.
Guys, will you give me some scissors?
So in other words, if they'll go to 10andwin.com, site's already live, okay, it's there, and all they got to do, in fact, if they can't list the law in order and do it in 20 seconds or less, don't worry, we put a 2-minute video up on the site called Learn the Law, and we made it so simple for you to learn how to do it, my 8-year-old can do it. So we did a video of her, you know.
But how do they win it online? I don't understand.
Well, what it's going to be is you go through the registration process, there's a site coming up there, and you get a little intro video, it tells you a little bit about why this crazy guy's giving 20 grand away for you to list the law. Once you go through the registration process, and I think it's October 28th, somewhere around the end of October, we are going to get on the phone live. Maybe we can do it on your show or do it at somebody else's.
That's fine.
But what we'll do is get on the phone. The first one I get on the phone who can name all Ten Commandments in order in 20 seconds or less as we randomly draw the names of those who registered, we're going to give them 20 grand. It's that simple. There's no ads on the site. I'm not selling you some scam wow. I'm not going to put you on some mailing list. This is just the real deal. I mean, I got more dollars than cents.
Yeah, Daryl comes out to big public events with giant piles of silver dollars that people can answer questions and gives them out.
Yeah, I caught questions for cash. And
just like the New World Order controls things through money. They don't really care about money. They want souls. That's what you want on the other side.
That's right. We're fighting.
Because control of the minds of men is everything. We want to free them. They want to control them. But you know what? So how many winners can you have?
We're going to have one winner at the end of the contest. As many people as want can register. You, your wife, as many people.
So it's whoever can do it the best.
No. What we're going to do, whether you can do it or not, doesn't matter. Go to 10andwin.com and register. Then watch the Learn the Law video. Okay, mm-hmm. It's a 2-minute video. In fact, let me just teach you on air real quick the Ten Commandments in order. Are you ready?
All right.
Let me borrow your fingers. Put that down for a second.
Here, we'll come back to Daryl.
Okay, ready? Okay, number one, put God first. Number two, don't bow down to idols. Okay, number three, don't take God's name in vain. Number four, all these people are going somewhere. Where are they going? They're going to church because they're honoring the Sabbath day and they're keeping it holy. Number five, honor your father and mother. That's like a spanking, you know. So, hey, CDC may be coming to
CBS,
my house.
Yeah.
You know, I spank my kids from time to time. But number six is like six fingers like this. Those are six shooters, all right? Thou shalt not kill. Number seven, we turn into an A. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Number eight, we turn into a mask. Who wears a mask? Thieves, okay, so do not steal. Number nine is a lying nine. Thou shalt not lie. Number ten, hey, gimme, 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 gimme. Don't covet. So, hey, look, we need to get back to basics.
And by the way, it's hard to follow those. You think that would be easy.
It's real simple if you practice. Once again, we made it so simple.
No, but I mean to actually
even
follow those.
Even an 8-year-old can do it.
But I'm about to tell you.
Go to 10andwin.com. Win yourself 20 grand. It's that simple.
But how do I get one of these Ten Commandments?
That's yours.
No, but how do folks get one of these?
Oh, well, I don't know. I just give them away. I don't sell them. You know me. Like I said, I got more dollars than
need to talk to Ted Anderson. We can get a lot of these out to people.
They're wonderful.
I'm big capitalist. I believe in these. Look. Well, I'm telling you, I'm addicted to silver and gold. Look, I'm kind of an evil little pot-bellied dragon. Here it is, folks. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.